So just to quickly answer the question that came up earlier, so how do you know what's changed in a document release? So this may have errors. I just whipped it together. So as we've told you, we publish regularly. And to show differences between the current release and previous release, we publish change tracking documents. And we publish two of them. And there are the file names. I'll put this in the slide deck as well. So to find those documents, you want to go to where you download all the PDFs in one big shot. And an example of that would be today. That's the URL to get to the Exchange Server protocol documents. And then at the very top of the page is, if you just click there, it starts a zip download. Standards here. So for standards, they're under a slightly different path, but the protocol documents are under open specifications, and the standards are under standards. And then Exchange has their own section for Exchange and Outlook. And then again, there's a zip file download for all of those. So within those two zip files, there's those two files that I gave you the file names for, the two change tracking file names. And then inside, if you open up the one for the protocol documents, it will, down in the table, it will look something like this with the document name, whether it's a major or minor change, and some general information about the change. Then if you go into the document referred to there, you can, in the introduction, we have a revision table. And that, again, by release, tells you whether there's a major change or a minor change. And basically, if you have one major change, the document will fall into the category of majorly changed. And then within, again, that same document, at the change tracking part of the document section, there's the detail update, exactly what was changed. And these numbers are our bugs that Tom was referring to earlier. So potentially a request or a comment you submit in the forum could wind up in one of these tables as a change to the document. I think that's it. So any questions? So I'll put this in with the slide decks for tomorrow. Yeah, can you help me? Because Kim's got some corrections or ideas on this.
So just one thing to add there, if you're not interested, that those documents are part of the entire PDF set that you can download as a zip file. But if you just want to see that document on its own, I'm not sure how you navigate to it on MSDN. I always use search. So if you search for either of those short names, just search using Bing, the first thing that comes up will be a link that lets you go straight to the download for that individual PDF. So if you don't want to bother downloading the entire set of PDFs, you can actually just type in ms-oxchtr into Bing, and the first link that comes up, the first hit will be a download link that lets you download just that specific document. So just an alternative way to get to that.
We have to have all these people working on this so we all know little bits of the answer. So next we're going to have, are you ready? Yeah. In a few moments we're going to have a presentation on a new tool, and this is kind of exciting because Exchange hadn't had any interoperability tools that we were publishing. So you guys are going to be our beta testers for the first publicly released tool available for interoperability testing for Exchange protocols. And the nickname is RPX, and Armin Havasyan, whose name I cannot pronounce too well, he's going to tell you his name again, so you'll learn it, is going to show us about that.